and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, Senior Technical Evangelist with Microsoft, and I have James Quick, a Technical Evangelist out in New York. How you doing, James?
Pretty good, Blaine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome
glad
to
be
IT
a
Time.
Part of all this. Yeah, that? Glad to be a part of it.
Thank you, sir. So this is episode 11, Windows App Studio. You know, you had a lot of contributions to that chapter in the book, and so this is the last and final module of the series. It's also up on the MBA. But tell us a little bit about what you were thinking when we were putting this chapter together.
Yeah, so just for a quick reference, Blaine really focuses more on the IT side. I'm more on the developer side, so that's where I kind of came into play. So we worked through kind of building your business in the crowd, and part of that is being mobile, right? Being able to give access to all of your potential customers on the go, because so many people are carrying around cell phones and they're no longer using their desktops or looking for those mobile applications, that mobile experience. So that's where I kind of came in to help tie it in with using App Studio, a pretty quick and easy way to be able to build your mobile application for your company or your business.
Absolutely. So you've got a demo for us. Let's take a look.
Yeah.
So once again, we have a holistic approach. Really, James, of bringing everything together. As you see, I use this picture. I mean, pictures mean a thousand words when I talk about, you know, the business owners or the small, medium business or the startup, you know, having a centralized console, the Microsoft Azure and Office 365 and provisioning devices and keeping them healthy with Microsoft Intune. Then we kind of move into this, the application and devices world, right, James?
Yep. Yeah. So we've got a lot of different moving pieces here. And it spans all the different topics that you cover in 1 through 10, and then jumping in with the tying in the mobile app. That's the end user's experience with whatever your company is, right? So so it kind of helps bring all those different pieces together to a front-end customer experience.
Excellent. Yeah, it's good to have that brand, and as you wrap your own brand around, you know, the different applications on the mobile phone side, as well as your website and all that, right, is yep. The face of the company.
Right, yeah, and it's there's a lot of, even on the user inside, there's a lot of different pieces. The website, the Windows Phone app, the Windows 8 app, we'll take a look at both of those, and then how to tie in your website also. So we'll see some cool stuff.
Excellent. So this is episode number 11, Building Windows Apps Using Windows App Studio. So we're going to get right into the discussion, and James is going to kick it off with knowing that when you do build apps, it can pretty much be straightforward. I mean, you can make it as complicated as you want, right, James?
Yeah, or as simple as you want, which is kind of more what we'll focus on here. But Windows App Studio, just a quick reference, is a free browser-based tool that you can use to build Windows Phone and Windows 8 mobile apps without any programming knowledge needed. So the cool thing is it's kind of considered drag and drop, where you don't have to know how to write code, you don't have to have experience programming. You can kind of jump into App Studio, drag some stuff around, add some data, and we'll see what some of those data sources are and how to add them, and get your app going. So one of the cool things in preparation for recording today that I saw is not only do we have support for Windows Phone and Windows 8, but we also have support for Windows 10, which will be kind of the next generation of Windows application development, where the same application can run across phone, tablet, desktop, PC, and Xbox. So really cool stuff, and that will all be supported by App Studio.
That's fantastic. Yeah, getting that same look and feel and that same experience across the devices is really really the key there. So fantastic. Exactly. So when you get started, right, it looks like you just have a few steps. You know, first off, I think, James, it's always good to, like, have an idea, right, like getting started and then, you know, building your apps out. So like I said, it's just pretty few steps.
Yeah, exactly. So you want to have, like you said, the idea of the kind of stuff, the kind of information you want to have in your app. And mostly, App Studio gives kind of information-driven applications. It's not necessarily very interactive. It just kind of provides information about your company. It could be websites. It could be a list of the different services that you provide. We'll see some of those examples in a minute. But appstudio.windows.com is where you can get started. And from there, Blaine, I think you mentioned there's four different steps that you go through. You add your content, you do your design, and a couple other things, and then you've got an application that's ready to go.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and I think you're going to show us some of that right now.
Yeah, so let me jump over to my browser, and we'll go take a look.
All right, great.
All right, so I jumped over to my browser. Now I'm running in Internet Explorer right now. One of the interesting things with this being a browser-based tool is you could really use any kind of browser you want. So it doesn't necessarily have to be Internet Explorer, but obviously for right now that's what I'm using. So a little teaser here, this is a finished product, finished app that I built. You can see in this little emulator. We'll use that as a teaser as what we can look forward to. But I'm going to start by going to My Projects. And I'm going to come up here and start a new project. And I'll do an empty app. One of the cool things about App Studio is that they have these different templates that you can start from. So if you want to do a favorite band app, or I think they have a travel template, stuff like that, you can take their templates and kind of build on it. But I'm going to start from scratch just so everyone knows what we're doing. And I'm going to be a little self-involved here. I'm going to do a James Quick demo where I'm going to focus on kind of my presence, my social media, stuff like that. So we'll start with this one. And now keep in mind, all of what I do for myself will kind of tie over in some way or another to a business, whatever your business is. You can kind of customize these data sources to whatever you want to do. So first thing to call out here is the Windows Phone Simulator over here on the side. So as we add data, stuff is going to populate in this emulator. We also have a Windows preview, so you can see what this looks like on a tablet as well. So I'm going to start by adding an HTML section. So this is basically kind of a just raw, kind of text, static text is the way I like to phrase it. And I'm going to go out and grab really quickly, just copy and paste my bio here. And going to paste that in and call this section bio. And so this just looks like text to everyone. This is HTML in a way. So if you're familiar with HTML, you can come in and change some of the tags here a little bit, make it a little different, a little nicer if you want to. We don't have to touch that. The cool thing is it's so easy that you can just kind of input that text. And now here it is showing up in my simulator. So that's my first page, just going to do that bio. I'm going to move on to do an RSS feed. So if you do any kind of blogging or follow any kind of blogs, you might be familiar with RSS feeds. And this basically just brings down all of the different posts from a blog or from an RSS feed. So I'm going to title this one blog. And then I can tweak this a little bit to get my blog in there. So my blog is blogs.msdn.com/quick_thoughts. And then I can take out this last little piece here, and that should work. So after we add that, if I scroll over, if I do it correctly, let me double check this, and always save your work here. Let me go back in and edit this section. So one of the cool things, after you add a section, you can come back and edit. So I can scroll down and edit the data, and blogs.msdn.com/quick_thoughts, and then I'll take this B out and save. There we go. And now we see these are my blog posts. So recently I wrote about using Windows Live Writer, some of the Windows 10 mobile application development, and stuff like that. So you can scroll through and see all of my posts with some images on the side and use that. So if you, as a company, have a website, or excuse me, have a blog, you could post that there. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and bring in some pictures here with the Instagram data source. So if I try to add Instagram here, notice that it asked me for an API key. This is something that you have to go and kind of register for, and it's very simple. You just basically say, Instagram, I'm a developer, and I'm going to do some kind of app that's using the Instagram data, right? Pretty simple. So I'm just going to do a generic tag here for Windows Phone. This will be kind of a simple example, but you could do this based on a specific tag, or if you have an Instagram account for your company, you could bring in your specific user ID and paste that in, so that way you get your Instagram pictures. So I'm just going to do a confirm here, and when I scroll over in the emulator, I should get some pictures back. And again, these are just kind of random right now, but you could tailor this towards your company by using your user ID. So similar to Instagram, you can do the same kind of thing with Twitter. So I had to go out and get a API key here also. Basically just go out and tell Twitter, hey, I'm going to create an app, give me some authentication. And I'm going to go in and do a search for my username and confirm. And if I scroll over again, we should see there's all my tweets. So if you look at my latest or my two latest, one is about Channel 9, or both are about Channel 9. One is about doing Channel 9 with App Studio. So pretty cool. So the next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to be a little conceited here. I'm going to do a Bing search. And I'm not quite famous enough to just do James Quick. Apparently there's a really good football player called James Quick. So I'm going to do James Quick Microsoft. And if I
do it, could be worse, James.
It could be. Yeah, I pop up. You just have to add a little extra search to my name to be able to pull me up. But go ahead and confirm this. And then when I scroll over again, this would be basically the search results I would get back if I did a Bing search for James Quick Microsoft. The first one here is a link to my blog. So those are a couple of the different data sets we can add. One more thing that we can add is a menu. So if I add a menu, I'm going to call this contact information, and this will be very useful for any kind of business out there that's looking to do a mobile app. So with this menu, I can add items here, and I can add items such as a website. So I can add a URL, and let's say I wanted to do a link. Actually, I'll call this Twitter, and I'll just have a link to my Twitter account. You could do your website, whatever you want to do. So twitter.com/JamesQQuick, I think is how that works, with HTTPS before. Confirm that. I can also do an email, so I can have this be email and type in my email. And confirm that. I can do a call phone, so I could do my number here, just for security purposes, probably won't do it on this video. And then the last one that's pretty cool is I could do a map. So I could do directions, and I could get a map and search for location. And I'm going to do 11 Times Square, which is our office here in New York, and search, and it should give me a pin on the map that I can use. Okay, so here's my pin, and this is where our office is, 42nd and 8th. So I can select this pin, I can give it a name, Microsoft Office, and select. And go ahead and press select, excuse me, and confirm. And now notice if I scroll over, I get these menu, and I've got a lot of sections here that I can swipe through. But I've got a link here for Twitter, email, directions, I could have my phone number, all kinds of cool stuff. So that's some of the different data that you can add, and again, you can do that really quickly. I'm going to go back to my projects, and I'm going to leave this page and just show you kind of the finished version, just a little teaser. So I've got similar things, bio, RSS, Twitter, Instagram, Bing, contact page, then I've got a YouTube page here also. So the next step would be to edit the theme. So notice that I've got a red background here on white text. I could change these any way I want, change it to gold if I want to, probably not what I'm looking for, but I'll keep it at one of these red colors. I can edit some of these properties, the page title, the subtitles, I can make them bigger, smaller, bold, all that sort of stuff. Really cool. Then I can go into my tiles, and the tiles are kind of specific to Windows Phone and Windows 8 where you get these flip tiles. And so I'm going to do an iconic template. I've went out and grabbed a logo that I've got for my personal mobile application development stuff, Quick Apps. Add this image in here. I can do a title here, a second title and a third title. And notice that these get displayed over here on this a flip tile. And I can also check out the Windows preview as well.
Nice. That's great. I like your logo too, by the way.
Yeah, it took me a long time. I'm not very creative, so I tried a lot of different things before I got there.
Yeah, but that's important too, because that's your brand, right?
This would carry over to the brand of whatever company that we're talking about. So all of these things that are kind of specific to me get very specific to the company.
Exactly.
And in the last couple seconds here, in the settings, you can and there's instructions in the book on how to set up to publish your app to the store. And then a couple of cool things down here, they've got a little button here to include an about page. I've kind of done that with my bio. And then you can enable an ad client, so you can actually add ads through the Pub Center, Microsoft Pub Center ads, to earn revenue on your application as well. So if a lot of people are using it and they're clicking on those ad banners, you get money per impression. So after you get to the very end, you can finish. And then the cool example here, I would have to generate again. But if I generate, it'll take a couple seconds. I can get an installable package that will give me basically a QR code that I can just scan and then run on my Windows phone within 30 seconds or so. And one last piece, Blaine, you mentioned earlier that this application can be as difficult or as easy kind of as you want it to be. So the quote-unquote difficult side is one of the coolest features about AppStudio, where it actually generates source code. And if I'm a developer, I can pull down that source code and use it kind of as a starter project to then add to. So not only can you build it without having to write any code at all, if you're a developer, you can use it kind of as a starter project to go in and then customize. So it's really, really useful. So here's this QR code. Again, I could scan this on my phone and have it ready to test within 30 seconds. So pretty, pretty cool, quick and easy way to get your company mobile and accessible to all these people that are carrying smartphones and looking to access information about whatever company via some sort of mobile app.
So as you can see, it's really easy to build apps for mobile devices, and James did a great job on that demo. A lot of this is covered in the book that you helped contribute to, that Chapter 11 for Windows App Studio, and you can find that Microsoft Public Cloud Services, setting up your business in the cloud. There's the ISBN numbers. James, within the book, you know, we cover 13 different Microsoft Virtual Academy courses that are highlighted with over 100 references. And so we're going to cover some of those resources that you've brought forward for Chapter 11. And once again, we did do an MVA, Microsoft Virtual Academy, on public cloud services, setting up your business in the cloud. It's http://public/cloud-mva.
Yeah, and Blaine, I'm sure you've kind of touched on this in the earlier videos, but Microsoft Virtual Academy is really fantastic. I mean, it's free online resources to learn kind of whatever you can find out there. There's tons of different videos, and for me personally, when I, for instance, when I was studying for my Azure exam, that was one of the places I went, was Microsoft Virtual Academy. So I can't really overstress how beneficial MVA can be.
Right, and there's also a lot of friendly links here, James, that I've built out in the book.
Yep.
aka.ms. So if you want to, you know, learn more about Windows App Studio in the overview, you can go to that link there on how to add a YouTube data source in Windows App Studio, or a Facebook data source, or an Instagram data source. We covered some of those, as well as the developer sign up. That's probably a pretty important piece, right, James?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you go in there, you sign up as a developer, and that's how you can be able to take the application that you build with App Studio and publish it to the store, where millions of people right across the world can access it, which is kind of the goal. Access as many, or give access to your company to as many people as possible.
Right, and in the app bar. You want to talk about the app bar?
Yeah, so app bar for Windows Phone is something that's a little bit different than the other mobile platforms, so you can add some extra menus to your Windows Phone app, specifically Windows Phone, not Windows 8, but you can add some extra menu icon buttons and actions there.
Nice. And then, of course, WordPress, right? Bring your WordPress feeds in, and then you talked about the ad center as well with adding your ad units within your application.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, lots of different pieces there.
Also, exporting restrictions and cryptography.
So yeah, this
that
is
piece in there as a link. If you want to understand more about that, or IRQ codes, those are important. And then choosing your markets. You want to talk a little bit about choosing your markets?
Yeah, these slides in general, or the cryptography and the choosing your markets are a couple of the pieces throughout the process of actually submitting. So most of the time, I don't have anything that needs cryptography, so I can typically skip that step, but it's good to be aware of it. And then choosing your market, you can choose where to deploy your application. So when you publish your app, you can choose what countries it goes to. So it's probably most beneficial to do all of the different countries. just to access that many more users, but maybe you want to have specific countries that you want to target, and you can do that, and that's up to you.
That's fantastic. So a lot of flexibility there. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have to thank our sponsor, BizSpark. So it's a program for startups, entrepreneurs. If you're starting your own business and you've been in business for less than 5 years, making under $1 million a year, and you're not trading on NASDAQ, right, or you're not trading publicly, right. You're building software and services and building these apps out of software and services, then BizSpark is a program for you. It's free of charge. It's a global program. Gives you 3 years of access to software and tools and MSDN. Gives you $150 of Windows Azure benefits, so that's awesome when you go in and start building things in our Azure platform. You get a lot of support there for MSDN and some incidences. And more importantly, it offers, a lot of opportunity for visibility for your company and gets you kind of built into the BizSpark ecosystem. So anything you want to add there, James?
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much covered it all, but this is something that we talk a lot about in the community, and we work a lot, or I specifically work a lot with startups. And this offer is something that people kind of jump at. I mean, it's free credits in the cloud. Anyone that's using Azure, we love to help promote and help them build. So one of the Channel 9 videos that I did a couple weeks ago was to promote a local story of a restaurant in Brooklyn that was using a Windows application and using the cloud to build it. So
nice. Excellent. If you're interested, reach out to me. It's blainebarr@microsoft.com. I can help set you up. And then we did talk about Microsoft Virtual Academy. You can go to aka.ms/go-mba and start searching for any of the technologies you want to get trained up on. We did do an MBA on public cloud, Microsoft Public Cloud, around the book. It's once again aka.ms/public-cloud-mba. Lots there. 3 million registered users, right? And up-to-date information around our product suites with Microsoft, as far as app development, all the stuff on the dev side and then the IT pro side. So it's a great place. Like you mentioned, James, you even went there to get up to speed for your certifications, right? So it's a great, great wealth of information. And last but not least, a shameless plug about the book, right? So if you want to see more information about the book, aka.ms, Blaine's book, I know that James is a contributor, chapter 11. I've got over 11 contributors to this book, which we called out, as you noticed. This is the last chapter or module or episode that we're covering for the book. And so if you've seen previous episodes, you'll know that there's a lot of people that did a lot of the pieces in this book, and also there's the Microsoft Virtual Academy as well. So, James, with that, once again, James Quick, he's a contributor to Chapter 11, which is Episode 11, and this is wrapping up the series. Would you have any last-minute thoughts there?
Yeah, just wanted to let you know that I really appreciated being part of it. It was a great experience. I really enjoyed it. So glad we could help bring you guys into the mobile world.
Awesome, and with that, it's a wrap.